And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to wing it, celebrate the birthdays of Wyoming, Ted Kohler, and others, and take a chance. I'll also have a special announcement toward the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. We celebrated it early a couple of weeks ago, but National Chicken Wing Day is coming up officially on July 29th. So, with thanks to Patrick and Cynthia for hosting a very nice get-together of friends and family, not to mention a wonderful selection of delicious wings and frosty beverages, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about wings, beginning with Ken Sisson and his orchestra.
Thank you. do fellas leave me alone? Leave me with a heart like a stone. Ain't I got what I used to own? What did I do? No one comes to see me no more. No one ever knocks at my door. What on earth am I living for? When I got no man to mess me around, I'm a lonesome weed that grows in the ground. I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings. When the bats fly low and night's in the sky and there's no one home but just me and I, I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings. I just want a sweet accommodating and to have a sip of gin with. Then we'd start some loving, cause the gin would just be something to begin with. But I got no man to mess me around. I'm a poor lost mare, a paw in the ground. I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings. I just want a sweet accommodating man that I can pass the time with. In my flat, a cat and a canary are the only men that I'm with. Cause I got no man to mess me around. I'm a paw lost mare, a paw in the ground. I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings.
Libby Holman is one of God's children who hasn't got wings in February of 1931. I'm One of God's Children was written by Harry Ruskin, Louis Alter, and Oscar Hammerstein II. Before that, it was countertenor Will Oakland and White Wings from all the way back on August 13, 1909. White Wings was written by Banks Winter, who also penned My Own Sweet Nellie Bawn in 1886 and Dear Robin, I'll Be True the year before. Will Oakland was born January 15, 1880 and began recording for Edison in 1908. In addition to solo performances, he also recorded duets with Billy Murray, sometimes singing female parts, and with the Haydn and American Quartets and the Heidelberg Quintet. He died on May 15, 1956. We began that Wings set with Ken Sisson and his orchestra with a vocal by Eddie Thomas and Wings. That was recorded February 29, 1928. Ken Sisson was primarily known as an arranger and worked for both Ben Burney and Paul Whiteman. He died at just 48 years of age, and one of his obituaries described his arrangements as lush, cellophane-coated, and ribbon-bedecked. I'm the definitely not cellophane-coated and ribbon-bedecked Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Quick, what state of the Union has the smallest population? That's right, Wyoming, admitted to the Union on July 10, 1890, is the 44th state. Wyoming is an Algonquin Indian word meaning large prairie place. Wyoming's capital is Cheyenne, the state flower is Indian paintbrush, and the state bird is the meadowlark. Wyoming is called the Equality State because in 1869 it was the first state to grant women the right to vote. So to commemorate Wyoming's statehood, here are some rapidly rotating records about Wyoming.
Oh,
night. Let me rest with the blue sky for my ceiling till the wind's lullaby comes a-stealing from the hills where my heart with a song, saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done. Let me live on the range where a man has room to roam in and dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming, in the hills of old. Thank you.
The Green Brothers Novelty Band from an OK 78 waxed February 7th, 1921 in Wyoming, written by Gene Williams. I don't believe I've played that on the show before. Wyoming was also recorded as a duet in 1921 by Charles Hart and Elliot Shaw. Composer Gene Williams also brought us Give Me a Ukulele and a Ukulele Baby and Leave the Rest to Me. Sounds like we should have a ukulele set on next week's show. The other two songs in this set I've played in a previous Salute to Wyoming, but by different artists. We started off with Somewhere in Old Wyoming, last time by Chick Bullock, this time by the Hit of the Week Orchestra with a quick vocal duet by Dick Robertson and Carson Robison, who provided the bird whistling as well. That's from Hit of the Week 1101, released October 30th, 1930. Somewhere in Old Wyoming was composed by Saul Lesser with the lyrics by Will Havlin. Saul Lesser is far better known as the producer of over 100 films and is the guy who came up with the idea for a film rating system, which gave rise to the current G, PG, R, and X designations. Somewhere in Old Wyoming was followed by The Hills of Old Wyoming. Last time we heard it by Tex Ritter. This time it was vocalist Bill Cody, not Buffalo Bill Cody, with Bob Causer and his Cornelians from March 7, 1936. The Hills of Old Wyoming was written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger for the 1936 picture Palm Springs, where it was sung by Smith Ballou and also by Francis Langford.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Yesterday, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver but left that field to work as a theater pianist. That led to his writing material for vaudeville and Broadway stars and producing his own nightclub floor shows. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 20s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 9:15 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Americana, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, but others with whom he worked included Duke Ellington, Rube Bloom, Sammy Fain, Ray Henderson, and Harry Warren. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973, but not before he produced such memorable standards as Let's Fall in Love, Stormy Weather, I Love a Parade, Animal Crackers in My Soup, Get Happy, and these. Thank you.
Oh, baby, I got the world on a rainbow, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life's a beautiful thing, long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so, if I'd ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Harlem, so everyone start drugging. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You see them shuffling down. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, thanks to Harlem now. Everybody's trucking, truck it on out to slum, yeah. Yeah.
truck gone and through.
Fats Waller in his rhythm and Truckin' from August 2nd, 1935. I need say no more about that. Before Fats, we heard the Spirits of Rhythm, including Teddy Bunn on guitar and Virgil Scroggins on Suitcase.
What?
Yes, Suitcase, and I've Got the World on a String. That was recorded September 20th, 1933, about a year before they recorded a version with Red McKenzie. We started off our tribute to Ted Kohler with Merle Johnston's Saxophone Quartet. Tenor saxophonist and arranger Merle Johnston had his name on a number of full orchestra recordings from 1929 to 31, but that was one of just four sides recorded by Merle Johnston's Saxophone Quartet. That was Baby Oh Where Can You Be from July 26, 1929. As someone who used to follow the Disneyland Saxophone Quintet all around the park, I really like that record. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. I learned a new word today while listening to one of my favorite radio programs, Radiolab, which is heard on many NPR stations. You can also find it online at radiolab.org, and I urge you to check it out. Anyway, the word is stochasticity, S-T-O-C-H-A-S-T-I-C-I-T-Y, a noun which means randomness, haphazardness, noise as in white noise, or chance as in a game of chance. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about chance, beginning with Dick Robertson.
Chances are I'd be faithful to you. Chances are I'd be mindful to do all those things that would impress till you'd confess that I'm your happiness. Chances are if you'd let me implore with my love you'd be asking for more. But sweetheart, before I go too far, tell me what my chances are.
of making you love me the way I love you. How many young men must I fight with to be in right with you? How's chances for one of those glances, a glimpse of heaven I'm longing to see? How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me?
Another chance before we both decide to say goodbye again. And even though we've tried, suppose we try again. Let's give love another chance. Let's not turn away romance. It's only fair to see what we can do with it before we both agree that we are through with it. Let's give love another chance. We can't let go. Love comes but once in a lifetime. For all we know, we may never find it again. Let's give love another chance. To stay apart is so incomprehensible. So take my heart and darling, let's be sensible. Let's give love another chance.
Neil Buckley with Don Bester and his orchestra, October 21st, 1937, and Let's Give Love Another Chance. Let's Give Love Another Chance was written by Harold Edamson and Jimmy McHugh for the RKO picture Hitting a New High. Before that, it was the Meyer Davis Orchestra with Lou Conrad vocalizing on How's Chances? And we begin that Stocasta City set with Chances Are. No, not Johnny Mathis, but Dick Robertson with Art Conn and his orchestra on October 8, 1931. I don't usually give previews of the next week's show, but next week, July 22nd, will be a special show, and here's a little musical clue as to what it's about. Thank you very much, Fats. Now, if you know the name of that tune was 12th Street Rag, and I can't imagine that you didn't, you may have already figured out that the big news is that next week, July 22nd, will be the 12th anniversary of Rapidly Rotating Records. We started here on KISL in late July of 2000 and have been here ever since. Next week, we'll be broadcasting live from the massive KISL studio complex in Avalon, Santa Catalina Island for 2 and, who knows, maybe even 3 hours. I'm not quite sure at this point what's going to happen, but I do know that I will have a number of CDs to give away, so I hope you'll be listening to the live show, either over the air at 88.7 FM in Avalon, or from anywhere in the world, streaming online at kislavalon.com. It all starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time next Sunday, July 22nd. We have some other birthdays to celebrate, and I'll get to as many as I can in this last segment of the show. Here's Johnny Marvin.
Find me at the door of a big department store. Now every night, just at closing time, I feel like a millionaire waiting for a baby there. When that gal comes out, you can hear me shout, "Angel, you're sweeter than the sweetest angel. You're neater than the neatest. All the silks and satins and lace could not improve your beautiful face. You're just an angel." I'm up in heaven when I'm in your company. You really should have a pair of wings, sweetest of sweetest things. You're just an angel to me. Why, we always dim the light. Then we build castles in the air. And we whisper soft and low till she says it's time to go. When I say goodbye, you can hear me cry. Angel, you're sweeter than the sweetest angel. You're neater than the neatest. All the silks and satins and lace could not improve your beautiful face. You're just an angel. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your company. You really should have a pair of wings, sweetest of sweetest things. You're just an angel to me. Angel, sweetness, baby, mine.
What I do, what I do, what I do, da da do, da da do.
Thank you. put up with it all. So goodbye to Sue and Sal's. All the best to you, dear gals. To the rest of true old pals, tell them that I'm answering to a call. I'm westward bound, hear that sound. Choo-choo, choo-choo, oh boy, the train is going westward bound. Covering ground, turning, I am nearing and endearing, heart yearning, westward bound to a town out where the sun settles down. You can have your gay life in a cabaret, I will take the jay life in the new mown hay. I love that sound, this wheels go round, choo-choo, I'm westward bound. I went north, north ain't right, 6 months day and 6 months night, too much dark, too much light. So this baby went down south, got too hot, sun down there, like as not, built me to the grease spot. So I thought maybe I'd go east, got my goat, I topped and spade tail coat, I checked out and left a note, in that little note I wrote, I'm westward bound, to a town, out where the sun settles down. Engine driver opened up that throttle wide, off the train of rocking in from side to side. I love that sound as we go round. Choo-choo, I'm westward. Didn't say northward, didn't say southward, didn't say eastward. Choo-choo, I'm westward bound.
Yeah, you gotta love any record with train sound effects in it. That was Noble Sissle recording in London on March 29, 1928, in Westward Bound. Harry Revel directed the orchestra and played piano on that recording, as well as co-composing Westward Bound with Sissle. Noble Sissle was born July 10, 1889. Before that, it was Ivy Anderson, also born July 10th, but in 1905. We heard her with Duke Ellington and his orchestra, and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, on February 2, 1932. And we started off with Johnny Marvin, born July 11, 1887. That was Angel, recorded April 18, 1928, and written by Walter Donovan, Joe Burns, and Marie Kisson. Burns and Kisson also brought us Come to Araby, and When It Comes to Loving the Girls, I'm Way Ahead of the Times, which was an early hit for Eddie Cantor. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for our 12th anniversary show, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶